Welcome back to Another Reason to Drink. I'm your host, Bobby. I'm here with my two best buds, Ricky Bill.
Oh, you didn't even give
mixed it up. What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
First off, we got to say a shout out to Rick. It's his birthday.
Happy birthday, bro.
Birthday boy.
DR getting drunk tonight.
He's finally 21.
Finally got hair on my balls.
that first shot.
Just one.
That one ball? You only got one ball down
there.
Yeah,
I'm a eunuch.
That's why you got such a high voice.
Yeah, absolutely. Get your towel.
Hello. My name is Rich.
Anyways, DR is having a nice birthday.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys for everything you do for me. Thanks for spending it up
here.
He's
not talking about us.
I'm looking at my phone. Yeah.
He was sending a text message. Yeah. Thank you.
No, I appreciate everything you guys do for me. Absolutely. And thanks for coming up and hanging out on my birthday.
He pays us anyway.
I do.
Yeah, I do.
Not much. They're cheap.
A cent?
It adds up.
Mm-hmm. One penny in the butt.
Why you gotta go straight for the butt?
Yeah, because the penny thing,
the copper.
I cannot get over that every time I feel a penny.
Copper taste.
Anyways, tonight we're doing mixology, beerology. I don't know what you want to call it, but we're gonna have some Pass Blue Ribbon mixed with cinnamon fire water.
Yep.
Fireball, and it's supposed to taste like a cinnamon roll.
Yep,
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I bought the coffee one just in case.
Yeah.
And we'll try them. We can try them both. Absolutely. Okay.
And also, I got some orange liqueur, and we're going to mix it with the Bud Light
orange
beer.
Oh, I thought it was orange vodka.
Yeah.
No, it's orange. Yeah, it's orange vodka.
Yeah. Not liqueur. Yeah,
orange.
But I thought it was supposed to be sickle. Like a whip.
It's orange sickle.
Oh, okay.
So orange, it is.
Yeah, it's like an orange sickle. Yeah.
So what's it supposed to taste like when you mix it?
Orange sickle. I'm thinking like a push-up. Oh. Like one of them orange push-ups.
Oh, like sherbet?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's going to be good.
And then we for the capper.
This is all Tracy's fault.
It's going to be a hard night tonight.
I, for my birthday from Tracy, thank you very much, got a bottle of hobble.
It's a hobble.
Mango habanero whiskey.
Ooh. It's made by... Old Smoky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could never find that one you were looking for.
The smoked vodka.
No, the smoked tequila. I could not find it anywhere.
I looked too.
Yeah.
Two stores.
Man. Yep. I stopped at like three different places.
I wonder if it's just seasonal.
I don't know. One of our listeners, she's found it twice.
Oh.
But she keeps saying she's going to bring me some, but never does. But,
we're waiting.
Yeah.
So, because I would like to try that.
Listener.
And it was his birthday, so you need to get it for
right.
him.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see lots of gifts show up. So we didn't advertise it very well, did we?
No, we didn't.
Make sure we advertise ours.
Yes.
I didn't even get a text from my son.
Oh, my
little bastard.
He'll remember tonight when he's in bed.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
But, yeah. I should have shot you on the floor.
You know, she should have swallowed.
Exactly.
Made another pearl necklace. The thing is he's going to realize when he hears this podcast.
Monday.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit. Dad, sorry.
Here's a take.
Now you got to let us know when he does it.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the story about what I told him? Did I tell this story on there?
I don't think so.
When he was young, I told him the one time, I said, you know, you were born with no eyelids. He was like, what? I was like, yeah.
I know where this one's going.
I was like, they took your foreskin and made eyelids out of it. That's why you're all cockeyed. He was like, you're an asshole.
At least he was old enough.
That's probably why I don't get...
Yeah, that's why
he didn't get happy birthdays from him.
Yeah, he's going to wait.
And you know kids believe everything you tell them when they're young.
Right.
Oh, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
You can tell this guy's
I've told him a lot of bad things. Believe me, he knows.
Things he doesn't want to say.
Yeah, I can't say.
You'll be in jail. Yeah.
The only people who show up for his birthday will be the social services.
He's old enough.
Yeah, you don't live here now. It don't matter. Nope.
He's got his own house
and his own kids. Yeah. You know?
That just showed your age.
Absolutely.
But he had him when he was like 10.
Exactly. He's only a couple years older or younger than me.
He started young.
Nope. Anyways, any Cleveland Brown news?
Did hear, it was funny because you were talking about the Rodgers thing, and then that was a rumor that was going around. You're right. It was, you know, but that's not true.
No.
They were talking about Rodgers coming here and stuff, but yeah. Other than that, they just, you know, said they were sticking with him. It wasn't true. And I haven't really heard much chatter.
I haven't either. Like, we were at a place eating lunch today, and they were talking about the Browns the whole time we were there. But we couldn't hear anything.
Well, the schedule's supposed to come out today.
Well, only one game so far, Washington.
No, Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, Kansas City.
I thought they were supposed to give the whole schedule today.
I think it's released tomorrow.
Yeah, I know our first game's Kansas City.
They were saying that our quarterback is unrated or undervalued.
What do you mean?
Undervalued. Oh, but that's the thing. We couldn't hear the TV at all.
They just kept spanning.
Yeah, they kept running across that. Baker's undervalued at Cleveland. So we weren't sure if they were saying, like,
as far as the ratings go, quarterbacks.
Or if we just undervalue him. You know what I mean?
Like, we couldn't tell.
We couldn't tell, so.
What about the Kansas City game? Is that the preseason or is that
first game? And they were saying that, like, that we need to win that because we haven't won a opening game in 17 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why it says, but we're the underdogs. We're -6 already.
But that's because when we played Kansas City the last time,
we got our asses handed to us.
Yeah. They're going to be a tough team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They said that we're going to have to pull off a lot to win this game.
But, you know, they went side by side on passes and all that, on everybody's percentages on Baker, like, and McHolmes.
Yeah.
And Baker was right there with him.
Oh, like, so that's probably where he's underrated.
His stats were right there with him. A couple of them were in favor of Baker, a couple of them in favor of McCombs. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, but they were dead nuts.
That's probably where they're saying.
Yeah.
Underrated. Yep. Or undervalued.
Yep.
And then I have also saying is Kent City, that kills me every time. I'm sorry, I paused. The train.
But I don't think, like, I'm always, like, I say it every time. I'm when you play back, I don't know if you're cutting it all out, but a lot of times I don't hear that.
I do cut out a lot. What I was saying is,
you don't I forgot. Know.
Kansas City.
Must have been a lie.
Yeah, must have been. Cleveland, Kansas City. Kansas City and them, our defense has got to be better this year because that's how we lose.
That's all we picked up, though.
Yeah. But you know that's how they could have the exact same stats, but. We're just not getting the touchdowns, and they are getting the touchdowns because our defense can't stop.
But, you know, they got that good passing game. But, with picking up Clowney and that, we're going to put a lot of pressure.
Pressure. That's the thing. We need to put pressure.
But, you know, he's fast.
Right.
McHolmes, he gets that. He's like,
one, two, ball, three.
Yeah. Yep. It's gone.
Out. Isn't he the one that ran a lot?
No.
No.
That's Baltimore guy.
Yeah. Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Action Jackson.
I actually have Myles Garrett on Instagram. Dude, and that dude is fucking a beast.
He is a beast.
He is just, he's been just showing, like, his workout videos.
Yeah.
And he is just
crazy, huh?
Fucking, I'm like, I would not want to just run into him ever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if it was a dark alley, bright room. I don't care. Like, I would shit myself. I'd be like, I'm out.
You'd be known as that guy that shit himself.
So, yeah. Like, I will shit myself just to keep you away from me.
He's pooping all the
time. Like, here, come get me. You want some of this?
You throw it at him.
You see them guys that get in the fights, and as soon as they get in a fight, they whip down their pants. Down, yeah, and then the guy's like,
they all back up.
Yeah.
That's funny shit.
That's what you would do.
I absolutely do.
But you'd be shitting at the same time.
He's just like, he's just a beast, dude. He really is. That's awesome.
Big dude.
Yeah, he is.
But, you know, you get paid all that money. I'd work out every day, too.
Well, that's your job.
That's your job.
That's your job. You got to stay in shape. No, we're not. We know it's not your job. Because you can tell you don't work out every day.
Your job is drinking beer. And you're
doing that. That is my job.
Yeah, pretty much.
Drinking beer and making TikToks. We did make a couple TikToks. We only posted one. We'll see how that does, and then we'll post the other one on Saturday or so.
Which I still don't understand why it hasn't came up on my For You page.
It usually pops right
up.
It pops,
yeah. Any other time it pops right up.
It might pop up next time you get on it.
I don't know.
It's acting a little slow. Oh, he's got music in the background.
He's texting.
He's TikToking.
I was trying to see if it would show up. I just don't understand.
So any jokes?
Oh, I got some jokes.
I got jokes, too.
I got one.
You know, this is kind of a dad one. I heard this. It's kind of funny, though. You know, every time I get undressed and get in the shower, it gets turned on. Okay. Here's another one. Ready? This one's good.
And he had that wiggle. You seen him doing that wiggle? Yeah, like, wiggle. Do you wiggle when you get in the shower?
Like that? I'm strolling. Takes a lot of wiggle.
What kind of music are you playing?
Good music. So this one goes a little like this. I know people were telling me my ex-girlfriend was fat, but it took a year for the memory foam, my mattress, to forget her.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Ethan told me that one, so I was trying to be, I didn't want to say my wife, right. You know, I'd be sleeping on my own, you know, so that one was a little hard to say. But then the other one was, what's the difference between my bonus check from work and my penis?
I have no clue.
Cattle blow one of them.
I guess it's the check. Money.
It's
the check.
Screw you. Since we're talking about wives, my wife told me a joke and I was just dying. She goes, you know what the new number for 69 is? I go, no. She goes, 88. You get eight twice.
Nasty.
Yeah. All right. The only one I got is do you know why girls have flowers on their panties?
Oh my, no.
It's in memory of all the faces buried there.
So they got a lot of flowers on their panties.
If you see a lot, you're like, screw that.
Don't eat that.
And it's stinky.
It smells like fish, take a dish. It smells like cologne, leave it alone.
Keep her off of your memory foam mattress. If it takes a year to get rid of the memory.
Did you roll into it and fall in?
You just, it's like an imprint.
Man. I got tears running out of my eyes right now.
You want to start getting a mix together?
Yeah, we should start getting a mix together.
Yeah, because I ran out of beer. I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty.
It's thirsty. Thirsty. All right, everybody go get your mix. We're going to start off with the Bud Light and orange. The orange.
Bud Light orange and vodka creamsicle.
Okay, go grab that. See you in a minute. Welcome back. I got these things all poured up, and they look delicious.
They do. They look awfully foamy, though, for some reason.
It foamed really bad.
Yeah.
Probably because of the cold glass.
Yeah, that could be, yeah.
Let's try these bad boys.
That's pretty good. Rick's got it all in his beard. Looks like jizz.
He does. It tastes delicious.
Wow. I will not set that down.
It is pretty refreshing.
It is.
I mean, but the Bud Light orange is really good from the last show.
But then you got the orange sickle in there.
Yeah.
And it kind of tastes like a dessert.
Like a dessert beer, yeah.
You hear salt smack and stuff because we got, it produced so much foam that it just gets all in your beard and everywhere.
What'd you pour first?
I poured the liquor and then the beer on it.
That's why.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why it foamed up like that.
Oh, I like the foam.
I like the foam. Yeah, I absolutely love the foam.
It tastes like candy.
It does.
Now, I don't think it tastes like sherbet, though.
But it tastes like a, I know you, what's that dessert you used to get when you were a kid? Or you might even get now.
The whip.
No. Like, moms used to make like with the gelatin. That's what the foam kind of reminds me of.
Yeah. The foam is really, really good. Cause it's orangey. Tastes like orange cream.
It tastes like a cream soda, an orange cream soda to me, like a old fashioned orange cream soda.
Like you get out of a fountain.
Yeah. Like yeah. You get, yeah.
Yeah, it goes down good.
I know.
I like that orange. I was impressed with that Bud Light orange, though. You mix it with that?
Mix it with that, dude, and it just takes it over the top.
I'm wondering if I need to add a little more liquor.
I could drink this all day.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's delicious.
Yeah. Actually, on a hot day, though, this would be...
It would be so...
I mean...
Yeah.
Hey, you ready for dessert?
Are you ready for another one?
But the orange Bud Light is really good, but I think it even makes it better. Like orange Bud Light, I bought some and I was drinking them at the house. I had three and I was done.
Oh, you did? Really?
Yeah. I could only drink about three and I...
Was it too sweet at that point or...
It just grows on you. It's like different. Like you're craving a beer. You know, you know, you're tired of orange.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. But I...
It's like your birthday cake since we didn't get one.
Absolutely, yeah. It's literally like a birthday cake. It was awesome.
Put a candle on it.
It's so good. We can't stop drinking these.
No. So, yeah, I'm a big fan. Anybody should try these. If you like beer and vodka.
And you like orange.
And orange. Yeah, this is pretty good. Right up your
alley. I might just buy this to have it around.
Billy,
just,
that orange shirt. Not sure, Bert, but that orange.
The push-ups.
The liquor was so hard to find.
The orange vodka. The creamsicle orange vodka or
creamsicle,
whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, it was hard to find?
Yeah, really. Because they call it orangesicle cream. And it's like a cream almost.
Yeah. So you keep it in the refrigerator.
So it's not a vodka.
It's got to be a rum or something.
Now we got to get the bottle.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we're going to have to look at that bottle because that's, yeah. So I just thought you got just the whipped vodka or something.
No, they
like
had
that.
Whipped vodka. You know what I mean? I saw that.
Then I wonder what that would taste.
But
the whipped vodka.
Let me next grab episode. This. I'm going to see.
Yeah.
Next episode.
Later on this Later evening. On, yeah,
we're going to have to go on pause and run to the liquor store real quick. See what else we can get.
Yeah. Depends how far it is. I got my glasses, Bob, so if you want me to read. Oh, okay.
I can read this perfect. It's called Typical Rum Cream.
Oh, it's a rum.
Oh. It's orange cream rum.
Huh. But I thought you were supposed to put a vodka
in. Yeah, that's what...
And that's
probably why we're enjoying it, because rum is sweeter.
Right. And that's now I understand the foam, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it said it's made with real dairy cream.
Right.
So that's why it foamed up.
That's why it's foamed up like that. And
you have to keep this in the fridge now.
You could say try it on the rocks straight up or hot chocolate coffee. It says it's great in coffee.
Perfect. Are you leaving that here?
Yeah.
I might have to stick around for a cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Work's going to get a lot more funner.
Well, actually,
you got a smile on your face?
I'm always smiling now, motherfuckers.
This orange.
They're going to smell your coffee. If it smells like oranges, you're in trouble. Yep.
So that makes sense, though. But it's very good, even still.
Oh, yes.
But now I'm curious because it's
only 14%
original.
The vodka, right.
That's probably why it doesn't taste like one of them sherbet
pushers. Right.
But we invented this.
Yeah, we made it up.
Oh, you guys made
it up. Yeah, we made it up. Yeah, we're not.
Now, mine isn't. Mine was off the website. You can go on the website. I had to check it several times because Bobby was 200% sure that it wasn't just regular.
But you know what? I can't wait to try both of them. Because I'll try that coffee one with that, too.
Well, I only got three shots.
Oh,
so.
We'll do the mango habanero whiskey.
With what?
The coffee.
No.
Look at him. He's all wanting to do it.
I will. I'll let you know how it tastes.
That'll be later tonight, too.
This is so good.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost got mine done.
I know the cream on top, this is made with real dairy.
That's why it mixed up with the beer. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. So if you're lactose intolerant,
stay away from this.
But yeah, I'll tell you what, I would drink this on a weekend basis.
I'm going to have to add all that shit.
I'm trying to get the foam to go down a little bit.
Stick your tongue in there, Billy, and lick it.
Fake chow.
Your drink.
Fake chow.
But I would, I mean, I'd
use your fingers to pull it out.
Now, our listeners are like, you son of a bitch just told me to get vodka.
Nah.
And we got rum.
It's rum.
So it's pretty good, though.
It is. It's really
I'm curious to have this in coffee. I ain't gonna lie.
The orange cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably
Only 14%, right?
Yeah, 14 is like, yeah. And you're only putting a shot in there, so it's not even that. It's probably like 2% by the time you get the shot.
I see Rick, he's got some D&D coffee grounds up there.
Actually, I bought Tim's Hortons today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow, stepping on.
Well, I actually like 8 o'clock.
Oh, the fresh leaf.
The fresh ground, 8 o'clock. Whatever, but they only have huge ass bags for it, and with it only being just me, so I'm just trying to buy little bags.
Yeah,
to match my little bag.
One bag.
It's just a small coin, of course. One coin in it.
A penny
with one drawstring.
One drawstring. That's it, buddy.
He got his one peepee.
That piece of corn.
Billy, I'm trying to enjoy my drink.
Tastes like copper.
They're going to be like, that's all that show's about.
It's copper.
Mm. Anyway, it's weird because we already described the beer and everything.
Now, how would you rate this?
I give it a fucking 10 because I like the cream.
I'm not going to throw it to a 10 yet.
Because you don't know what.
Yeah.
To compare it to.
To compare it to.
All right.
So, I mean, no, if you like it that much, then.
No, I mean, I'm scared now because I was just thinking about other mixes.
Right.
And I might like them better. So I'm put this too top.
I'm going to go 8. Just to.
I'll do it.
Because it's good. It's very good.
8.5. That would give me a little room.
Yeah. I'm with Rick. I'd give it an 8. It's good, but yeah, it's definitely sweet. So it
is very sweet.
Princess Prove, you know. Even though you have to make this yourself. It is.
And it is a Jason Keeper Creeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we would definitely keep it around for sure.
Yeah, I would. I even think.
Billy said he was already going to go buy a bottle. Yeah. This is so hard to find, though.
Well, I wouldn't mind trying it with the vodka, though. Either. Mm-hmm. I think the whipped vodka would just pretty much do the same thing.
What's that brand? Pinnacle?
Yeah.
I've seen that. That's pretty popular.
Yeah, that's
you could get caramel. I wonder what could you imagine having an apple
now
with the caramel?
If you had
that caramel,
you got that coffee and you got that salted caramel.
Oh,
I imagine that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that would probably
be. I like this show mixing all these drinks.
I know, with shots, but we can't do this a lot.
No, we did a whiskey one before and it did not turn out very well.
But we're at least staying.
This is early
14%.
On. Yeah, we started with the real sweet one. We know this is a keeper. We know it's a Princess Prove, and I'm
now
finished.
We're just trying to sip it down. No, I'm not even done yet.
You're done,
right? I'm done.
I'm done.
Oh shit. Well, go mix all this up that other
one. I'm ready to make the other one.
Go ahead.
Now
I gotta rinse these out.
That cream though, that on top.
Yeah.
It's starting to get like a chalky.
Yes. Towards the bottom, right?
Towards the bottom. When you get down to the bottom, like it starts getting like a chalky flavor.
Because it fizzed out
or something.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and clean our cups, Bob, if you're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can never remember what number you. Rick always has to talk, so I can figure him out.
Are you done with it? You don't want it?
No, I'm done.
But you gave it an 8.5 and you're not even finishing it?
Well, I didn't want to get to the chalkiness.
I don't want to get to the chalkiness.
It'll remind me too much of when I was a little kid and Billy stuck chalk in my mouth. Hey, I can't. It gave me flashbacks.
Chalk on his balls.
I always gave Billy some chalk, but it was a liquid form. What are you doing over there? Chief Butt.
Oh, no.
He's sitting there texting. He don't care about our audience.
I do care, and I'm sorry, but it's my birthday. You got to understand. I got people blowing me up, and I'm trying to be cordial and
tell them.
Actually, somebody was asking me when the podcast starts.
Right now?
Because they want to listen to it. I'm like, yeah, it's not live. We tape it. And by the way, like, who is this? Because I don't have him in my phone. So.
It's your mom.
I don't. Or either that, or it could be my oldest brother.
Oh,
his wife or something. Because they had. I got a text from him before, and evidently, and all it said was dinner. Oh, Tina and Ernie. Yeah, that's
okay. You at least figured it out. He doesn't have his, your own brother programmed in your phone? With
no, it's his wife's phone.
Oh.
I didn't have his wife's.
Why? You got Kat's number in your phone?
Shut up. Billy doesn't know that.
I don't care.
I don't
where
care.
Where he is. He's mixing up stuff. This is going to taste like crap, this Bud Light.
It's not Bud Light. It's Pabst.
Or Pabst and...
And Fireball.
Fireball.
I don't think so.
You think it's going to be a good one?
I think it'll be fine.
I still say it's the coffee one. No, how do you get cinnamon?
Because the
cinnamon
fireball,
roll.
Because of the Fireball.
Out of a beer, though.
Well, think about it. Pabst has kind of a distinct flavor.
I know, but if you have Pabst hard coffee with the cinnamon.
With the cinnamon, now you're just talking about a coffee.
Cinnamon coffee.
Cinnamon coffee, yes.
He's still texting.
I had to. Sorry.
Whatever. I'm about to edit ass out.
I'll stop.
We don't even have Billy here to talk to.
Right, I'm talking to myself.
Just staring at me. Bill, could you grab me a Bud Light also, though?
Oh, see, he's being a piggy on his birthday.
I am. Fuck it.
Birthday boy.
I ain't got to work tomorrow.
I know.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm going to try to do a little 13-mile hike tomorrow, an overnighter. I'm pretty excited about.
I'm hoping I don't have to come rescue you.
Yeah, I'm hoping nobody
he's gonna
has
come back with no legs, no arm. He got trapped. He got raped.
I had a bear rape me.
Make sure you get your camera just in case.
I'll have it on me the whole time.
Bigfoot comes and rapes you.
My GoPro. my fat pro.
It's a test of your ass. Ooh, that is full.
That is full.
It's dark in color, boy.
It darkens it.
Well, that fire water will darken it a little bit.
Let's see what this smells like. It smells like cinnamon beer.
Well, you got to wait for Billy. Come on, Bob.
Yeah. I am. I was just smelling it. Why are you drinking it?
Well,
I'm going to... Oh.
So does it taste like
you were waiting for me to talk, weren't you?
Yeah. Does it taste like a cinnamon roll?
No.
Doesn't taste like a cinnamon roll.
It's different.
It's different, for sure.
I got to give it a minute. It's not sweet, though.
No, it's not.
And so when I was reading this, they say that Pabst, because it's American lager, cuts through with that cinnamon, and it's that blend. Now, some people did it like a chaser. They did a shot, and then chased it.
With the Pabst.
With the Pabst. And then other people were like, pour it right in there.
I don't mind it. I'm not going to lie.
It's not it. Gross.
It's no, absolutely not.
It's got a little bitter aftertaste, though.
That's your Pabst.
Your Pabst.
I'm trying to drink, and he said that, and I almost spilled it everywhere.
That's your
Pabst. It's not bad, though.
The more I drink it, the better I like it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
maybe
that
because
right now.
It's mixing it up a little more.
Well, that could be, too.
But I don't taste cinnamon roll.
I taste cinnamon roll.
I taste the two different.
I taste the Fireball, and I taste the Pabst.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's good if you're trying to get, like, they really talked about this being on a golf course. Take a couple sips of a 16-ouncer, pour a shot in there. I could see this on a golf course.
I could drink this on a golf course, yeah. Absolutely. Like, I mean.
It might help our game.
I don't know. Talk about it. Hot day, I don't know if I'd be able to.
I'm not a big Fireball fan, though.
Me either. But Fireball is pretty popular.
It is very popular.
Speaking about golf, me and Rick got a birdie. All himself.
We did.
He was so happy. We were jumping up and down.
It's like we just won the PGA tournament or something.
It was. It was so. We were so excited. And I even called Kat and I was like, Kat, Rick got a. I didn't do so well, but Rick got a birdie, and she's like, I ain't playing unless you bring your game. And then she goes, he got a birdie, and I was like, yeah. She was like. That's pretty good.
No, I was happy, happy.
If you've seen Rick golf, you don't understand.
You would understand completely. We like to play the whole field. The whole field.
Multiple. We were more on other greens fairways than we were on our own. Or other fairways.
So when you guys are playing one, you're playing four. You get on four, you're playing one.
No, when we're playing one, we're playing eight. Then when we play two, we're playing four. That's how it is. Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. And then usually five, I'm playing six.
Yeah.
And then when you're
seven,
on six, you're playing both. Right?
Seven,
we're on two.
We're on two.
Yeah.
Half the time.
That's like
or
sideways.
One's green.
And, you know, that's normal for me. Though.
Always.
That's sideways.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And we even got par on one.
Yeah.
Par four, we got a par.
I don't know. This is different, but...
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Mm-mm. I think it would taste better with a coffee.
It helps me get the...
Did you save any of that?
No.
Oh.
Damn it. Bobby's like... Eh. I think, honestly, it helps get the Paps down. Because I don't mind the Paps.
Yeah, but the hard coffee's delicious.
I'm not a big Paps fan, though.
Yeah, have you had that coffee?
I haven't had the coffee.
Oh.
It's good?
Oh, yes. Yes. We're having that next.
Yes.
Yeah. I got to work tomorrow.
No, it replaces just a beer.
It's a real light, and honestly, it tastes like a Starbucks coffee.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
The funny thing is-
You sold them on it.
The funny thing is we're drinking these beers, but they're just not your average beers. We just put a shot. That Fireball, I bet you, is a higher liquor content.
Did you just get the little, yeah, they should be. Yeah, you got the little ones.
What proof are they?
40 proof.
I think they're probably 40 proof.
Yeah, they're right.
Yeah, because I do feel a little burn right here.
Right.
But it's good, yeah. I figured that way. The reason I got the little ones instead of the whole bottle, because I was thinking it would be easier to measure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then they sell them everywhere.
And then what are we going to do with a full bottle of Fireball?
Hey, that's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah. We'd be start looking at each other.
No, we wouldn't.
We'd be passed out here.
We'd be passed out. Mm.
Your memory foam bed would have an imprint of three guys.
Damn. Why is one got like a line drawn to the other one?
Yeah. Why are my arms sore? I skied all night long.
And there's white powder everywhere. Nasty. Oh, and I got such a nice necklace.
My necklace. Guys, look. Look what I got for my Christmas for my birthday.
I woke up with it.
Oh, man. I got to leave tonight. Yeah. Fucking nasty. Bobby's thinking of his...
Bobby ain't thinking nothing.
You already started the whole thing with ass. Yeah, yeah.
What was that damn penny? Every time I think of a penny.
The blue nut?
He said, he pays us in pennies, and I just can't get that out.
Your mind went right there.
Mm-hmm. He's always thinking of the blue nut.
So will you want to rate that?
You get it?
Yeah, I get it. Oh, God. That was pretty good.
I love that name.
So,
it looks like
I'm trying to drink that.
Sorry.
What would you rate this?
Did you stare at balloon knots a lot?
I've seen a couple in my day.
I wonder if I can make a stretch and squeeze.
I seen this picture. I don't even know what it was on, but it was said when a girl sits on you sideways, and it was a kid holding like a chocolate donut and a strawberry donut up to his face.
On his eyes?
Yeah, on his eyes. And he was like looking through him. He's like, what? This is what it looks like when a girl sits on your face sideways.
Oh, my.
So a chocolate frosted donut and a strawberry donut. Frosted
donut. And you know when you eat a chocolate donut, you want to get that shit on you.
No, absolutely not.
The strawberry, you lick your fingers.
Yeah, the one you're like, that chocolate, you're like, fuck.
See, now I'm getting close to the bottom of this.
You're killing that fast.
And it's getting so much better.
It is?
Really?
Absolutely.
It tastes like a cinnamon roll.
I hope to God it does.
I mean,
look
like
how high I am.
Bobby's
I'm by his eyeballs.
You guys are down by his teeth. And what he's referring to is we got these glasses that are skull heads.
Yeah, we got these new. Billy brought some new skull head glasses that are awesome. We'll have to throw them on
Instagram.
But you know, they hold a lot.
Yeah, they do.
Because I poured a can and then more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was.
So it's probably 16 ounces.
It probably is 16
close,
ounces.
Close?
Yeah.
At least?
Pretty close.
Because they're wide. They're pretty wide.
Yep. Yeah. Up top, they're wide, and then they get narrow.
Right.
I figured they'd be cool. We can throw them in the fridge.
Absolutely.
Isn't there a saying that, like, the side is the exact same as the top?
I don't know.
I have heard that before.
You've seen that?
You told me that before.
What, on a skull itself?
No, not this type of cup, but like a normal
on
cup.
On a glass.
Oh.
Your height and your
rim is the same.
Are the same, but
the top rim.
But that would be could see like the bar ones, but not the long drinking ones. Long.
No, I think it's a. Yeah. It's just I think it's probably glass, a shot glass or something.
Shot glass or something like that.
Yeah. Not a shot glass, but a whiskey drinking glass.
Yeah.
This is pretty good. I'm enjoying this.
I like it.
So would you rate this?
Yeah, I would actually, I think I'm going to just throw it right back where the other one was. I'm going to give it an 8. I don't know if I like, I honestly like this one more. So I'm going to go 8.5.
I was thinking the same thing because I was thinking in my head,
I was like, I'm surprised he's giving it an 8 because I like this one a little bit more than I like the other one. And if I was to get another drink, if you gave me the choice between the orange one or this one, I would get this
one. I would get this one. Yeah. I would too.
I think it's because the orange one, I used that rum.
No, it's sweeter and it's a nice treat, but it's sweet.
This isn't a treat. It doesn't, I mean, this is just like a cinnamon beer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's just all like, it's pretty much a cinnamon beer.
And I like it.
Yeah.
I would approve this though.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh. Two tonight. Yeah. We're going to go three. Watch. We're going to go three. I'll make the next ones.
Yeah.
All right. But I want to say that I'm going to give this an 8. I like it, but I don't like it as much as the orange. The only reason I don't like it as much is because I'm not a big Fireball fan.
Or Pabst or...
Yeah,
either. Actually, I'm not a big fan in either one of these drinks.
But together?
I'm like...
I'll drink this. Yeah. I would drink this. Like, I would actually go to a bar and get this.
Yeah.
Like, if I was hanging out with my son, because he's a big Pabst fan.
Yeah, give me a shot of that.
I'd be like, yeah, I'll take a Pabst and then give me a shot of Fireball.
Fireball.
That way I can look cool like you.
Yeah. He would trip out. He'd be like, what the hell are you doing, Dad?
Oh, he'd love it.
He'd be like,
but you would get him down then, though, wouldn't you? Yeah. So, and the thing is, way you get I could see myself at a golf course.
I could see that. The
little lady comes around.
Right.
I'm like, hey.
Yep.
Yep.
No, I don't mind Pabst, honestly. It's not something that I would sit there and drink all day long.
It's the new
hippie, whatever. But, I mean, Jerry was a big Pabst guy back in the day.
Big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He called it the Pabst mirror when he took a his finger in his beer and wipe your forehead. He'd call it Pabst mirror.
So the thing is I was reading and they're saying that this is big, like getting this from, what is the boomer? Not even the boomer. What
no,
is
we're
that?
The boomers.
We're the boomers.
No, we're not boomer.
No, we're not boomers.
Boomer's older
than us. Well, I know, but they kid at work always as boomers. Yeah, yeah, kid at work always calls me a boomer.
But that the millennials, no, the millennials, no, not even the millennials. It's the newer generation. That
generation X, Y.
Is coming back and saying they're drinking your dad's drink. And it ain't even our drink because it's not us as dads. It's the our grandpa's.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is also everything in the 80s is coming back.
Well, that, and I mean, come on, you can get what a 12 pack for
$5.
$5.
They, as a matter of fact, I went to get some and I told my boy, I said, damn, I didn't want to buy a 30 pack. That's all they sold. It was a 30 pack. And I'm like, I'm not drinking 30 Pabst. I said, hey, Ethan, he's my boy. Hey, run up to the store and get me some Pabst, but see if they have in a smaller quantity. Mm-hmm. I'll take a 4 pack or 6 pack or whatever. And he came back still with a case.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, but I only took enough for this show. And I'm like, the rest, because the kids like it.
They love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, what is it, $10.99 a case?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah. He bought me
half the price.
Yeah. Yeah.
He bought me a bunch of other stuff.
All I said, I'm really Dad, you owe me $37. This thing down.
No, Rick's gone.
Mine's gone. I enjoyed it. I would recommend it, honestly.
I would too. I like it.
Is it a creeper for you guys?
I don't know if I'd keep the Pabst in my fridge the whole time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's the problem. Do it.
That's the thing. Like,
I ain't gonna go buy both things I don't like,
especially
to make something I like.
$30. I'm not gonna go buy a 30 pack and have.
Yes.
If I could find a
couple 4 games.
Pack, 6 pack of,
or Pabst if someone made it at a bar for you,
it's more of going to the bar.
Yeah, and, I could see. Yeah.
So it's like a barkeeper.
Yeah, it's a barkeeper. So if you're out with your son. And he's like, oh, let's Pabst. You know, he's big on Pabst. I would do this.
Yeah. I'd take a Pabst.
Yeah.
And then be real cool and say, give me a shot.
Yeah, drink a little bit out of it and be like, there you go. I said, that's a good one.
And he would be like, well, what do you do? He's going to want to try
it. Oh, he'll.
He'll be like, what, Dad? What are you doing there?
Yep.
And then you'll turn him on. And then, but the younger generation also loves that cinnamon.
They do. They love that fire water.
Yep. I got sick. I remember playing with Bobby when we would do that. What's that one that used to have the crystals in it?
Oh,
it was that liquor.
It's a cinnamon liquor that had the like sugar crystals at the bottom.
It. Yeah,
it was fire water, wasn't it?
Nah, I don't remember. But I remember a long time ago, me and you were drinking it way back in the day, and I got sick off of it. And that was it. Once you get sick off of it.
Yeah, you're done.
Especially cinnamon.
I did it with UConn.
Yeah.
UConn Jack. When I was younger, I drank a shit ton of it.
I did Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, yeah, I did that too. Yeah.
No but more I get sick of me. That often now. Yeah. I can't do that.
No,
now.
I can't touch no. it. Nope. No. Mm-hmm. I now, can't we used to do, what did we call them? Electric chairs.
I don't know what electric chairs. Yeah, you got to explain that one.
So you sit in a chair, put your head back.
Oh, my.
And they would put vodka, apple juice, and, or like apple cider, and a shot of whipped cream.
Oh, that sounds good.
And you shake it up and drink it. Oh my. And then we did.
What is that, a titty bar?
Why do you have to shake it? Yeah. Well, just move your tongue around?
Well, yeah, whatever.
Like a blender?
But, yeah. And then we would do vodka daiquiri mix and a little bit of lemon juice.
Oh.
And
do the same thing.
Do the same thing in like a shot. So it's just a shot getting poured in your mouth, basically. Right.
They hit all three at once or something like that?
No. You'd sit there with your mouth open. People shit, would fuck looking like you. You're looking at an idiot.
Yeah, we're like, I'm going to drop my balls in there. This is called a tea bag.
Why do we always go to that?
Well, I just imagine you leaning back with your mouth open.
But you couldn't get it up that high.
All right, you're going to make us that other one?
Yep.
Because I can't do this no more.
Bobby's going to pour it out. I would give it to Rick.
Which one do I always mute? That's accidentally him.
You're not drinking this?
Is that right, Bobby?
Test.
Yeah. Oh, no, I am not.
I'm the middle one then.
I am not doing that.
Well, then I got
to unmute him because he's coming back. He's like, if you're not going to drink it.
You ain't drinking it, I'll drink
it. I think it's pretty good.
I don't think it's bad at all.
No.
It's not my favorite.
I would go and get another one.
No.
I would drink another one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not a big fan of it.
You're not?
No.
I think Bobby's becoming a princess.
No, it's not that. It's just, I just don't like a lot of liquors. See, if you're going to get me a liquor, I want it to be like whiskey.
You're a whiskey. Yeah. You like a bourbon. Yeah.
I'm the same. I'm
not a big fan of like vodkas and rums.
But this isn't bad if I'm somewhere.
Firewater. And I got sick off of Jägermeister, and that's the worst sickness.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Or that Goldschläger. Remember?
That's the same. Yeah, it's the same.
That thing. Cinnamon
it's
shit.
It's all sweet.
Gold. And then you're trying to pick it out so you can save it and make money.
I shake gold and piss excellence every day, buddy.
But yeah, I'm telling you, Goldschläger was probably the big, Jägermeister and Goldschläger were the big two back in the early 90s.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I do remember.
And you know, everywhere you go, you see those Jägermeister machines. It's because they were really popular.
You don't see them too much off anymore.
The older school bars.
Old school bars, you'll still see them. Yeah.
But you know, you think about this young generation where my boy is, they're drinking the cinnamon and.
Yeah, they're doing the Fireball and Pabst. Yeah.
Just a different flavor.
Yeah. Different like name, we were doing but Gold the same flavor. Flavor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But Jägermeister, whew. I used to do those Jäger bombs and then I can't even drink Red Bull to this day.
One time we were in Dallas, me and Bobby, and I think it was Dallas or somewhere. We went somewhere with you. It was me, you, and Tracy. I remember it was a long time ago, and I was doing that, and that was the first time I was introduced to
the Jäger bombs.
Yeah. And I got so sick because of all that caffeine.
Caffeine.
Because they were going down. I'm like, damn, I love these things. Yep. And I remember I went from 100% to sick.
Right.
Like instantly.
Right. Yep.
You were at a bar with me. I think my buddy's bar.
I remember it was.
And like, I introduced you to Jäger bombs.
I think it was in Dallas or somewhere.
And they put it in a big glass.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of.
You got almost.
You got a lot of Red
Bull and Jäger.
Well, that's why, like, the Four Locos, they took all the caffeine out of.
Yeah. Because the caffeine was. My heart was. I remember that night. It was like.
Wasn't that the night I was sitting by the pole and I didn't. You know, you were sitting by the pole when we left. You didn't know how to get home.
Yeah, I didn't know how to get home, and I had asked the bartender.
I didn't know where I live.
I mean, I'm like, it wasn't even, you had to call a cab. I had to call a cab, and I had no clue what address
I'm going to.
And that was back in the day, it was the flip phone, you know?
Right.
He wasn't answering it. So I had to go in there and ask the bartender. They knew Bobby, and he's like, can you at least give me his address? And he was like, oh, this is where he lives. And I had to go out there.
But you know, it's weird. I went there so much, they knew where I lived.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that guy knew because he came over the house.
He knew me. He was like, bartender. I actually did bar back there a bunch.
It was fun.
Is that gay bar you worked at?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Called Rosie's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rosie. Take he'd always that. Come over.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He would too.
Come That's over how here.
Knew the address.
That's how I knew the address.
Whatever. He walked into that one.
I would do bar back. I would just fill ice and coolers and stuff on like big holiday weekends and stuff. It was actually.
Get the tips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I only got like percentage.
That's good.
Like, I did it for the free drinks.
Like 30% of it?
Yeah.
Just, whatever.
Just the tip.
I didn't understand why they...
Just the tip.
We got 30% of it.
Hey, so... Wait, I'm going to finish mine.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't understand why they made me take off my shirt and wear these tight little Speedos the whole time.
Yeah. Anyway. Hey, you want a break for a moment, Bob, so yeah. People can get the...
I know we're taking another break, but we're going to mix these real fast, and it's because it's mixology night.
That mixology.
It's real hard. Brew mixology, whatever you want to call it. We'll be right back. Rick mixed these up, and we're going to try them. And
he actually
TikToking again.
Did the Pabst Blue Ribbon coffee one. And
the hard coffee.
The hard coffee. And I'm telling you right now, like, this was just something I wanted to try because I got the mango habanero.
And I tell you what, the mix in the two is wonderful.
This is amazing.
But like,
I love the heat on the back end.
You could taste the mango.
Actually, yeah. This beer is pretty good.
I told you it was good.
Yeah, this is kind of like a dessert beer, though. Huh?
It's a coffee beer.
It's a coffee beer. It's
but it's
it
really
tastes
good.
Like, it tastes like Starbucks.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
And I need one of these in the morning, right?
Hey,
I
think. But yeah. You know what? Well, next week we should do a coffee episode because they make those High Noon, the Pabst, and these other ones.
There you go.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah.
Do a coffee beer.
And we can add a shot of this to everyone.
No.
That'll probably be good.
Now, I have to give him credit. Yeah. This is the shit.
This is amazing. Like, I'm going to throw out the amazing word.
And then now we got a drink.
Yep.
And what's the other word that I say that?
Yep. Oh, I'm telling you, that you get that coffee with the mango, but the creaminess of the coffee.
Right. And then the heat.
The heat is what is perfect.
Yeah.
And I know everybody can get that Old Smoky.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Now, I would do a shot of Old Smoky with the Pabst Blue Ribbon hard coffee. That is wonderful.
You got to try it.
And I'm going to say right off the bat, Prince's Brew.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I would probably keep this.
I would probably keep this. Absolutely.
And yes, this is wonderful. And I give it already a solid nine.
Wow.
Oh,
maybe a 9.5.
I'm just gonna throw it out there. This is 10 for me.
10
for
me.
It is sweet. I'm not gonna lie. It is sweet. Like, this isn't something that you can
pound after one after another.
No.
But every drink we had, well, the last one wasn't so sweet, but the prior one and this, there's a big difference.
Right.
This is very, very good. I mean, this tastes like it
better than the simmer.
Well, it almost tastes like a hot Yoo-hoo.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean?
I was trying to put it. Yeah.
It literally, if you like Yoo-hoos,
and you like
a little bit of heat on it.
Because you don't even taste the habanero.
No.
You just feel it on the
back. You feel it on the back end of it.
And it's in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
But the mango, I can't get over the mango.
I can't taste the mango.
I can't. I can taste the sweetness of the mango on the front.
It's second. Yeah. It's right second.
It's right second. You taste that little bit of coffee. And then it gets sweet.
And it's good.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to make this for Kat.
I'm just glad that we got three more cans.
Yes. We have three more cans of this?
Well, you took yours, so.
Yeah.
I got a half. I split a can with me. Yeah, Bobby, I got a half.
I'm going to do another one. But I'm telling you what, this episode is messing with me.
I'm
starting to feel all these liquors.
I'm getting this on 9.5.
9.5? Absolutely. Yep. I mean... So this is high. Like, everybody needs to try this. If you can find the Old Smoky Mango Habanero, with the Pabst Blue Ribbon hard coffee.
It's not a triple 10, but what was the only thing that we gave a triple 10 to?
I forgot.
Oh, the peppermint.
No, it wasn't the peppermint.
It wasn't the peppermint?
It was just recently.
I think it was the...
it was here.
I think it was the ones that we do, like the hot ones.
It was Shane's, probably.
I think it was Shane. No. Oh,
it might have been Shane's. He sent that one.
Yeah, but it didn't do as good as... I mean, we like kicked in the barrier. I know, Bob, you're going to say you say that every time. Right. But yeah. But no. Something did get a triple 10.
Yeah.
And you said it, Bob. That was the first time. But this is really borderline.
I mean, you got a 9.5. I mean, I can get a 9.5.
If you want to say 10-10 and we give it a triple,
I can just throw a little bit more habanero in there. And just...
You gave me a better pour.
Yeah.
And I mixed
it. You went to go for a shot of it, and then you tasted mine. And
then I mixed half. Yeah, I did taste Rick's, and I was like, oh, shit, that's good.
It's just wonderful because you get that heat when you're drinking it.
And I like the coffee sweet flavor.
Heat. It's the sweet heat.
It just blows you away. Yep. And, you know, I like jalapenos, now I'm getting towards the habaneros. And I like heat now.
What's funny about it, if you ever notice, like, it's always mango habanero.
Right. Why do they do that? Because if you're drinking it alone, you want the sweet and heat.
You want the sweet and heat. But I don't understand why it's always mango. So I have to figure that out because, like, to do our red.
Couldn't you have, like, a peach mango?
That's what I don't understand. Like, why not just go peach habanero?
Right.
Because why is it always mango?
Why can't it just be banana habanero?
But I don't think banana flavor is as popular as like peach.
No, but like on wings and stuff, like, because like I love Buffalo Wild Wings, mango habanero.
Mango, but everything's mango.
What if you took a Twisted Tea peach in this?
Ooh.
And the habanero.
So now I gotta carry a bottle with this with me everywhere I go.
Yeah, but actually, it was easier to find though.
My brother might even have a peach.
It is
Twisted Tea.
If he does, we gotta try that. But I'm telling you, the thing is it's old. It's Old Smokies. Old Smokies, you can find
it. You can find it anywhere. Yeah. You should be able to find that. Absolutely.
I mean, it's
anywhere.
A northern thing.
I'm gonna actually. I got a half a can left. I'm gonna get another shot.
Absolutely.
We're gonna drink his birthday beer now.
Yeah.
I'm going to try the Twisted Tea Peach.
If he has it.
With this. Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be delicious.
It is good, though. And you're going out there, get it.
Yes, definitely do that.
Yeah,
Bill, let's do military stories while I got a chance.
Oh, I didn't really think of one this week.
I don't really have much either.
Yeah, I mean, I know I brought that book and I talk about the book, but the thing is Rick's brother and his family are reading it, so... I'm going to just, you know, read a little bit more on that. And, I'm trying to still get in touch with Dogface, you know?
Yeah.
He sent me, it was weird though. I couldn't get a hold of him, but then he sent me this invite for a train, like model train, site on Facebook. It was weird.
Really?
He's like, yeah, join this group. And I joined it, you know, but model I mean, train. I think it's pretty cool. When I was a kid, I always wanted one of them huge model trains.
So did my dad.
Yeah, on a board.
Yeah. Me and my dad started one.
You did?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because I was huge into it too. And we actually started one.
We have space down there.
We never finished. But, yeah, we did start one with the little houses and everything. That's what I want.
Little houses, lights.
Lights and all the that.
Mountain. And that's what this website, they sell all kinds of stuff. Trains and all kinds of pieces.
Dude, it's big money. It is big money. You can get into it, badly.
Yeah.
Like,
and people go around and they create these little cities.
Right.
It's almost like a computer game or something.
That scared me.
But like we do have enough room. Once we move Rick out of this area down here, we can...
Yeah, we could set up a train thing.
Set up a train thing, up the whole
thing. I always wanted a train thing because I like the detail of it, like the Christmas theme. And then sometimes you can get like a little
mountains.
And I've seen some where they have like lights that hook up like... For construction sites, and
it is pretty cool.
Yeah, but you can get money into that. You
know? Big money.
So Dogface hit me up with that, but I'm like, dude, you know, I'm texting him, and I'm like, hey, let me know, you know, how I can get a hold of you or whatever. But so for my military story this week, I don't really have anything. Well, you know? I'll think of something, but
I have tons. But what I'm going to add to is the coins. I looked up coins trying to get coins. So
we'll they're let a you little know pricey about. Though.
Yes, they are. So they're supposed to email me back, and I think they're going to look pretty good once I get done with them. I was trying to tell him about military stories today when I was thinking, I'd done so much in my military career. I remember my 21st birthday. I was stationed in Carswell Air Force Base or Dallas, Fort Worth. It was in Fort Worth. I didn't drink. Didn't drink a drop.
Yeah.
So the guys begged me to go to the NCO club. So I went up there. I had a shot of tequila and then I left. Mm-hmm. I didn't drink. And then I went out and worked out. And
it was funny because I remember mine. Mine was in Fort Gordon, Georgia.
The same day as mine.
Yeah. Well, of course, we're twins. Yeah. And I remember I was.
It was a weird day. It was like a Wednesday or a Thursday. Wasn't
it was just middle week. And and then, but this year, me and Bobby are having a big blast.
Yes. We're having our big. I don't want to say how old we are.
But we have a big blast coming up and we're going to do it at his house. And yes, pool party. And it's
going to be good. We're going to have cupcakes, times. DJ, all that crap.
Yeah, and then we're going to, I say we create the cooler as the, and we do that. We put all these beers, because there's a ton of these beers.
Right.
My refrigerator's full of these beers, your refrigerator, Rick's refrigerator. We call it
mystery beer.
Mystery beer, and what you pull out is what you drink. Get. Yeah, because
you'd have to close your eyes.
Yeah.
But no, don't drink all that. Yeah. I want to try
you gotta share split. That. Yeah. I know. Because Rick did get a peach tea, so we're going to try that. We'll and then we're going to probably end it then, right, bro?
Yeah, we'll be really crunched on time. We apologize. We just try to keep the video or the videos,
the podcast to about an hour.
Yeah. And sometimes we
gabble our listeners. Yeah. Here you go, Rick. Here's my cup.
Rick, just grab me a new mug, if you don't mind. We got him some glasses today.
I love that heat, hey, pour a little extra in there for me. Give me a little extra heat.
But now we're going to try Twisted Tea Peach with the old Smokies habanero mango.
See what it tastes like. That sounds good. Yeah. Oh, Bob, I just got a text message. They sent the whole schedule.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, the whole schedule just came out
for Cleveland Browns. See, do we have a preseason this year?
We should.
I mean,
you know how that COVID last year, they didn't have a preseason.
I'm looking it up right now. Look at that. And that
that's cool.
I'm showing them my phone.
Yeah, it has the Cleveland Browns in the background.
Yeah, I'm curious to see. Oh, so the schedule was just released.
All right. Show that bad boy, bro. Tell us who we're playing.
Oh, man. Look at that new logo, though. That's pretty cool because it's got the 75th anniversary.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. We need to get some hats like
Yeah.
Except for Rick. He doesn't like
it. He doesn't like it when I buy him hats.
Yeah. So we'll get one for each for me and Bobby.
He doesn't, for some reason, when I buy him a hat, he says thank you, but then really he doesn't like them. But then I see him wearing them.
I wear them all the time.
I know. I don't like buying them hats no more.
Hats He's are too bad. Picky. I'm a hat guy, and hats are a bad thing to buy me.
I know. But you always seem to wear them.
Yeah. He don't have no problem.
What's the schedule? You got that thing.
To pull it up. It's got like 15 million things. You need to put us on. Right here, schedule.
No,
I gotta hit the button.
That's delicious. I'm gonna switch because I want to try this Twisted Tea Peach. I think a peach with the mango is gonna be the shit. I don't know, man. We're mixing a lot tonight. Mixed beer night.
Oh yeah, it's.
I'm gonna call this episode Mixed Beer Night and Puke.
I'm just glad I'm not working tomorrow.
Oh, it smells good.
Well, it smells like peach.
But I tell you,
I didn't mix it either. I just dumped it in, so I didn't stir it.
I can't seem to be pulling up. Wow. Of course, they're selling tickets real quick. You know, here we go.
Schedule 2 minutes. That's good. Ooh.
Okay, I got it. You ready?
All right, ready.
Okay.
Preseason, though?
Yep. No, they don't have preseason. They just have week one.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, they got
Kansas Maybe they got City, rid of preseason.
Houston. Sweet, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go real quick. Chicago, Minnesota Vikings, Los Angeles Chargers, Arizona Cardinals, Denver Broncos, Pittsburgh Steelers, Week 8, Cincinnati, New England Patriots, Detroit Lions, Baltimore Ravens, and then we have our bye week, Week 13. And then we have Las Vegas Raiders, Green Bay Packers. Then we circle back around Pittsburgh Steelers, Week 17, Cincinnati Bengals ends Week 18. Because remember this year they said they were going to more.
But you know what's weird?
That's a tough schedule.
That goes all the way to January 9th.
What? Are they pushing the Super Bowl back?
Yeah.
That's a rough schedule.
No, they said, yeah. Now, let me ask you this, guys.
We're not even playing.
What game do we want to go to?
It's not that. It's like, what? Billy, let me ask you this. Why are we all the way to season 8 before we play?
Pittsburgh Steelers?
No, a division game.
Oh.
Where's Baltimore? Are they before?
Baltimore is week 12 at Baltimore.
No, the first seven games.
Yeah, no.
They're out of
Arizona, Los Angeles, Minnesota Vikings. Yeah.
Yeah, they're out of.
And they're all tough teams. You know?
I know. It's weird.
I mean, yeah. And then week, we play week 14. We've played, you know, we actually play Baltimore bye weekend in Baltimore.
Oh, back to back?
Back to back.
Back to back. Almost, but we get that bye in.
Well, right. But even still, that's going to be rough.
But what game would you guys like to go see? Because I know us three need to go see a game together.
We'll pick one.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll get some.
Yeah, we'll get some.
I wouldn't mind seeing Houston.
I like it when it's warm, though. I ain't going to shit.
I don't care. I love it. I love it freezing cold. That's Cleveland.
Yeah, but
that's
Houston's Cleveland. The first game at home. That's the opener.
No, you know, that'll be packed. Right. Yeah.
And then Chicago. And then we have the next one would be Arizona Cardinals, Denver Broncos, and then Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers around this area is hard.
We're not going to get in there.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind seeing the Denver game.
The Denver wouldn't be bad. You know, that is October, but that's a Thursday night, bro.
Oh,
that Thursday sucks. Nights are tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
You only got the Cardinals. Yeah. We'll figure it out. But mm-hmm. I mean, even maybe a Baltimore one. But
let's
Baltimore
describe this here. Real fast.
Yeah.
So.
And
oh, I didn't even try it.
Oh, dude.
Dude, you're it's gonna the shit.
Fucking love this.
This is the peach. Ooh.
Oh.
The heat gets it.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's so sweet.
It is very sweet.
Now, well, because the mango adds the sweet.
I got the peach and the mango, and it's just like.
But you got more heat in this one.
Well, no. I added it a little bit more.
I like that.
Yeah.
They blend real good, the peach and the mango.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm literally going to probably start driving around with a bottle of the fucking shit in my car. Yeah.
But I tell you what, I like the coffee one.
This better.
I don't know.
I mean,
I'm going to finish my coffee one out, but.
It seems more like a beer you could drink during, like, that coffee beer is good, but I can't drink that out
while I'm mowing the grass. Light.
This I can dry mowing the grass.
Yeah. I get that completely. Like, the coffee beer is a heavier,
nightcap.
Milkier.
So what you're saying is you start this in the morning, and then you do this at lunchtime.
This at lunchtime. or when you're sitting around your pool. Yeah. Like, this is this definitely would be a pool fucking drinker here.
And I would have to keep peach in this. Yeah. This is awesome.
Now, we know this is a keeper, because I would keep this. You?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I have a feeling anything we add
to the jalapeno
or the mango or habanero.
That's because our taste buds go that way.
Right. Like, we're just hotheads anyhow, especially me.
I could taste the peach, the mango, the hot.
And then just the like peach that again. Order.
And the hot. Comes even back. After.
Yeah.
It comes back.
Weird.
Yeah. No, it's
so
amazing.
Get the Twisted Tea Peach. Add this mango.
That is good.
Oh, it's so good.
You barely taste the tea part.
No, you don't.
It's like the tea part rides on away. The whole way, but very light.
But it's a very light beer, too. It's not heavy.
I think you hit, this is a 10 for me.
This is a definitely sitting at Bobby's pool.
Are we going to do a triple 10?
I give it a 10.
We'll give it a 10. We'll give it a triple 10.
Oh, triple 10 triple and Princess Prue.
And Princess Prue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the heat.
I don't even have a triple 10, so.
We need to come up with. Yeah, no, not crickets.
Not crickets.
Maybe like, there you
no,
go.
No, we clapping. Did triple 10.
Triple 10. There you go. So
Bobby's
you got to try this out. Especially if you like a little bit of heat in your drink.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, get that stuff.
It's a beautiful drink.
Old Smoky, mango habanero.
It is definitely a keeper.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to go ahead and try these coffee beers and go
from
there.
Coffee beer one?
We'll grab a bunch. They make High Noon. They make Pabst.
They make a ton of them.
Yeah. So we'll grab some. I had one that was called High Noon. It was delicious.
But this is something everybody can get.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's available.
And then I would like, I don't know, I'm throwing out you guys, and then we start focusing on like a brewery, like Sweet Baby Jeezy.
Yeah. And then we got to get Shane back because he's ready to come back and do it.
But we got to send him some more.
Yeah. We're going to have to. And I want him to send us a jalapeno.
Yeah. Just to have,
yeah. Just off the side.
Just off the side.
We need a hobbiter. We should do a IPA with him because he loves IPAs.
Yeah, we'll grab a weird IPA.
We can do that. That's no problem. I mean, that's. I'll drink IPA.
I'll try it.
I'll drink rubbing alcohol. For the, you
guys. He drinks, what is that, NyQuil?
Well, I'm the big IPA jalapeno guy. Like, I love that. We never sent him that. That's the one I'll pick up for him.
Yeah.
Because I think he will really love that from Masthead.
So, listen to be Shane on, what, the next few weeks?
Yeah, I'll coordinate everything, and we'll get beers down to him. We'll get everything going. Because next week we'll do the coffee, and then we'll do something else, and then we'll get with Shane.
So about three weeks out.
Like you said, we need to hit up a brewery.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll go to coffee, brewery, and then Shane.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, you guys have a wonderful night. Take care. Guys got anything to say?
Keep listening, and thank you so much, and God bless you.
Don't drink and drive, and...
I threw him off.
Yeah, you did. You
didn't, I said so many things.
Yeah. And keep it sleazy. Yeah.